Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're up with the latest Christmas thing.
Nope.
Christmas tradition, etc.
Oh, new Christmas traditions?
Too many new ones.
Well, here's something.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. It's like, how do you keep up with this kind of
stuff? I want to go to Switzerland for Christmas and see that. The flying sleigh that they do.
Like the original Santa?
I don't know this. I thought the original Santa came from...
I don't know about a flying sleigh. What do? They just...
I thought Santa Claus lived in Swabenland. Is that wrong?
I don't know. Yeah. I thought he was from the
New one. The new Swabenland.
North Pole.
Mm. Yeah, where is that, though? That's changed on a map from when I was a kid. Where is the North Pole?
It's up at the very center. Right. I know we don't live in the Antarctica because not allowed to go there.
Right. You mean the ice walls?
That's where they frack and experiment with.
I heard about frackers.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch out for, especially the ones that have children. Those mother frackers are the worst.
Yeah. You got to watch out. The frack hags, you got to look out for.
Oh, my God.
Frack hags.
Yeah.
They're like groupies for fracking.
Well, they're like frack heads. Yeah. Like they really are just sitting there just constantly like, come on, and licking their teeth, you know, wanting to blank your blank for a crack and
stuff.
You
know, and I knew this person who identified as a fracker, and I thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, with you, I don't know what you were referring to.
I don't know if you're doing the bit still.
I know. I can't tell if she's working a bit or not. Where did they do their fracking on Cox? Down in...
They did. They did.
Shout out, Gas House.
Gas House, what's up?
Yeah. All right. So there is a custom out of Catalonia, Spain, called Teo de Nadal.
He is a tennis player.
And the name translates to Christmas log.
Oh, Lord.
But it's also known as...
My Thanksgiving log was horrible.
It sounds rough.
There was more stuff in there than I remember.
It's also known as the poop log or the, S-word log.
So that is what it is.
So this is what it is.
The word log is not appetizing in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And I'd like the Shriners to hear me when I say that.
That's why we say loaf.
We got to call it something different than a nut log. I love them, though, and if you're selling them, let me know. I always would buy, I don't know if it's a case, but a box of them and then give them away and eat about half of them myself. This year, I'll give them all away, though. Maybe save one.
It used to be dirt cheap, right? What, $20 for a case?
It's very inexpensive. They have little pieces of the cherry and the red ones, you know? Those were great. Yeah.
So why?
It was made by cripple kids, I believe.
Why is it becoming a tradition to have the Christmas log?
Why?
So that's where children sing to a Christmas log and beat it with sticks until it poops out the presents.
Oh, like
sounds
a pinata.
Like a pinata, exactly.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
To get the log to poop, the children pretend to feed it scraps of food and sing to it, and then they beat it with sticks. I'm kind of over it. I don't think I'd like that to happen. It
seems violent.
Sounds messy.
Me.
Like
what if somebody decided to dress as a tree for Christmas?
And the kids were hitting it with sticks.
That's, you're asking for too much.
Sounds like a good idea.
I saw a video yesterday or the day before that I could have sworn, you know, because I always say I can tell AI. I know I can see it. I can tell it. This one I had to look it up and see. It was this large tree about probably like a 3 or 4 foot diameter. And it was in another country. I don't know where it was. But when they start cutting it down, a spring of water started erupting out of the tree. And it was real. And I never thought about this. The tree is like the roots and everything is like sucking water up out of the ground to grow itself. Thus, big, huge trees are like a water fountain, in a sense, until they run out. I never realized that, you know?
I think they said the tree, the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center was, I think it drinks 30 or 40 gallons a day.
God! Well, everybody drinks a lot in New York.
They have to haul it for a day, you know.
But the fact that you had a question, it tells us the AI is getting better. This is starting to perfect the models.
Yeah, I just had never seen, it looked like not a geyser, but you know, just like wow, that's a lot of water. You expected a little bit. It was
you don't want it to be a fire hazard.
Just going all over. Well, it was water, Paige. I don't think it could have been.
Well, I mean, if things are dry, like a tree's dry, you have to water it.
Yeah, but this one was shooting water out everywhere. So
that's not a good thing.
Everywhere.
I think if there's forest fires now, cut down the trees. Maybe it'll put it out.
Anyway. And it was water. It wasn't anything else.
Yeah,
it was water.
Yeah. It wasn't black gold, Texas tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Gold, that is. All right. So the best cities for Christmas might surprise you. And it's not like, you know, snowy places.
Moscow.
Oh, but that might be interesting.
I just had one of their meals last night. It was wonderful.
Were they good?
Yeah. What's up, Nate?
Okay. Nate. Big Nate.
Nate, the bearded TR bartender.
I have a thing for mules.
Wow, hang on. That's something else we got to go into.
That's half horse and half donkey.
That would be a honky.
Because my grandparents had a mule team.
A mule team?
Yeah, they had.
What, did they race them?
They did it like in parades and stuff. They had, you know, they had this big ranch. So the mule team was kind of like a little wild, a little ruckus, and I was told to stay away from them.
But you didn't, did you?
I did not.
No.
Stay away from that trailer because it's hauling ass.
Yeah, stay away from them because you know they could kick you or hurt you or bite you.
Oh, very much.
Yeah,
they could bite you, dude. The teeth on horses and also goats.
Mm-hmm.
One of my goats has like human teeth. Like if I ever need dentures I'm gonna hold him down and take his out. I don't think he ever brushes.
Might be
I know he doesn't floss.
You.
He doesn't floss.
So I would sneak him Leo Dark Bar's feed and give him like really goody things like apples.
Leo Dark Bar sounds like it would be some kind of like Dungeons and Dragons or Pokemon character or something.
So mean.
It does sound like something you'd get off of Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I made friends with Popcorn, this mule. It was a white mule team. And so
of course it was.
Yeah, it was.
No, they were pretty and they maintained them. So their manes were really nice. A little spiky.
So he won't kick you, but he'll do something else to you that ends in a K.
He's
kind of
like a chubby little mule. And
did you ever see him with an erection? Why did you have one?
I was 10 years old.
That's when he thought it couldn't get any better.
I was little.
That was a real inside joke there. I hope our good friend Bill Weston's listening right now.
Bill!
It's Bill. We were doing a bit the other day on the show, and I'll say this, Bill. This is just for Christmas. Bill said, whatever it was, like, guys, that was so funny. I was going down the road laughing so hard. And I said, why were you turned on?
You really got to use commas. Big, beautiful Bill.
He said, wait, no, I'm not hard.
No, like you have to, reread my email, man. There's a comma in there.
Well, there is a note on his email that says, you know, there might be some misspellings or something.
That's okay. That's nice.
He put fettuccine in his signature, and he spelled it like I did. C-I-N-I.
Cooter Curry.
What was the? It was fettuccine. F-E-T-A.
Cini.
C-I-N-E.
Fettuccine.
We're not chefs, Lord. You can tell. Anyway, so I was sneak food for this little thing, and he was so cute.
Yeah.
Meals are great, but I digress. So the 10 best cities, if you want to go for San Francisco, it's on the list for Christmas.
That'd be interesting. It's
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the 10 best cities
be careful
are
with the mistletoe there.
Atlanta, San Francisco, Seattle, Orlando, Las Vegas, St. Louis, Miami, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Cincinnati.
I thought it'd be McCaddenville, something like that. Like some.
Oh, you like going and sitting in traffic for 2 hours?
Look at the lights.
So this was based on things like how many holiday theme events are there, seasonal businesses like Christmas tree farms, and how easy is it to shop and how much people love holidays based on Google searches. And San Francisco is like a great place.
Is this a fair question?
Sure.
That and I ask you only, Paige, because you have a lot of gay friends. In fact, well, he has absolutely none.
It's like all your friends
are
gay.
You don't have any gay friends.
I was just making a fun
not
little
that
joke.
I can think of.
I have friends that happen to like the same sex. I don't think of them as gay friends. Like I don't have certain color friends. They're my friends.
So I shouldn't have told someone last night that I had a Protestant friend.
Yeah.
No. I shouldn't have said that.
Mm. They're your friend first and then.
It does seem that all Paige's friends seem to trend gay.
Yeah. And is it because she's a fixer? She's trying to make them go from that ass to this here.
She always holds out hope.
I think. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't.
Well, okay, so
I'm not a changer.
Do gay guys especially like go crazy with Christmas decorations? Okay, that's
like
what I was trying to get to.
One of them. Oh, yeah. Lord, he was in such a bad mood, and I went looking for the perfect Christmas tree. Yeah. I mean, some
I'd
of them.
I'd be scared to open those advent calendars.
Some guys that
it's
I know
hit me in the face.
are more of a girly girl bitch than I am.
Whoa.
And that's like saying
you're the biggest girly girl bitch I know.
I am.
Did the perfect Christmas tree happen to have two balls on the bottom?
It's one of the skinny trees that, well, of course.
They don't like
we're
going to
trim
trees.
This tree.
Yeah.
They're going
to
fluff it.
No,
they trim.
It has to be perfect and blah, blah, blah.
Give it a trim job real quick.
All right. Well, Paige, those are your eyes, guys.
I'll God bless.
Trim.
Gosling Electric.
Ain't no telling what that elf's been on.
Yeah, really.
Oh, and everything.
Hmm. You going around Adam and Eve and asking if the little decorative trees were plugs was
what
that, very funny.
I just did that for them, you know.
Because you know he's funny.
It's like, what? Where am I supposed to put this menorah? You know, is this for me? And
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Six of my friends at the same time. That's
true. Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Going on here?
You should have started drinking at your other job before you came to the party.
That would have
somebody there could have been poo face, but you're not allowed to ask.
No, you're not. Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay, sir. Good morning. You're on. What happened at? All right, I guess good morning. What happened at your party?
Hi. Hey. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So Friday night was my company Christmas party. Hotel ballroom, open bar, like the whole thing.
That is dangerous already.
Mm-hmm. Open bar. Exactly. You have me at that.
Like, you don't want to go to a company Christmas party where you have to pay for stuff, but at the same time, it's almost like a test. Like, throw them to the wolves and let's see how they do. You know, do they get wild or
see how much you can drink in one night?
Yeah. All right. So,
well, that's why I planned ahead. So I got a room at the hotel because I knew I'd be drinking and I did not want to drive home.
You know, smart, responsible.
Yeah.
Already better than most people.
True.
Right. Well, so I did. I got pretty plastered, like way more than I meant to.
And that's what one would do when the boss man is paying for the liquor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I ended up going back to my room with a coworker.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, what's his name? No, I'm just kidding. Unless I'm not. No offense.
Well placed.
Are we talking like same company, same building, like same job kind of?
Yeah. So same company. She's actually been there longer than me.
Okay. Cool. And now, silly me, when I hear that, you know, you and a coworker went back to your room, I'm not assuming that you just stayed up and watched the talk shows or whatever. Like, you know, did, let me think of a delicate, did you slip or the high hard one?
No, not full sex.
Oh, well, everything but.
Well, everything but sex. Wait a minute, butt sex?
No.
You had butt sex with a coworker, sir?
That's bad.
This would be very two different HR reports.
No, everything but sex. Everything except sex.
Everything.
Dude, wow.
You got to understand.
That's a lot.
You got to understand why that's funny. You're not making fun of the situation here. Okay, so, technically, I think the term is like high school rules. Like you know.
Well, technically term. Still counts.
Right.
Even if you're an adult.
Yes, yeah. So at the time, gosh, now I'm going to let you tell the story. I'm reading ahead way too much. Like, are you a single guy? May I ask you that?
Yeah, but and I was 100% sure she was divorced. She told me she was divorced.
Oh, this is juicy.
So no, like, hey, we're separated. No, yeah, it's complicated right now. Blah blah blah. He lives here. I live there. Like, she said they were divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, wow. Yeah, I gotta give you a moment here, man, because that's crazy. I mean, and I believe you too. Like, I believe you. But fast forward, though, like, what?
Yeah, well, so on Sunday, then I find out through someone else that she is not divorced. She separated last year, but they never finalized anything, and apparently they got back together.
Oh, no.
But so she's like 100% married? Not even?
She's married. Okay. Yeah.
And, okay, so this is someone you see, like, daily, and like, did you like see them yesterday? Because I'm thinking, like, when you go into work, the you know, you're like, all right, you know, nothing weird happened, blah blah blah.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I was off yesterday, so So yeah, so I'm kind of freaking out.
Okay. All right, don't freak out. No. Because chances are she won't run around and say anything like that. That really, like, God, you got the emotional guilt lane, and then you got, like, the career panic lane. Like, two different ones. Which one's louder this morning, sir?
honestly, career.
Right. So that's everything you kind of need to know about, like, how real this is. Don't say where you work or even maybe the field, but, like, tell us about the job. I'm trying to see if it's, like, somewhere where you will absolutely have interaction with her, or just maybe pass her in the break room or whatever. Like, tell us about the job situation.
Yeah, so it's more than just a job. It's a career. It's reputation. All of that matters. Perception matters, and she has seniority.
So this means pretty much if it turns sideways, it turns sideways for you.
You got it. Yeah, exactly.
And
that's not good.
Certainly don't reveal how you found out, but do you believe anyone else at work? Well, you don't know. There's no way you would know. You haven't been back to work yet that anyone would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I also, I didn't think she was married, so clearly I'm not great at knowing things.
Yeah. Well, that's
a good point.
That's fair, but like, have you spoken to her since, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning, whatever it was?
Just a couple awkward text messages, like nothing about the marriage.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, like, I have a $1 million question for you, but I think I have more than one. Like, do you feel like you need to say something to her about it?
Yeah, I feel awful. I don't want to be involved in messing up someone's marriage, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, she cheated.
That's right.
Not you. Mm.
So. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself.
And it is true. Like, guilt doesn't care about logic.
Yeah.
Like, the thing you got to remember is, like, you didn't knowingly do anything wrong. You were told by herself that she was divorced, and that's what matters.
It's not like you didn't wake up and say, you know what? You know what would spice up my Friday and my company
my
party?
God.
Is if I cheated. Adultery. That's
some
what
adultery.
Would spice it
that's
up.
What we want tonight. Yeah, exactly. And this is a big but. But this is where people like mess up careers by like saying too much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay. So repeat after me. I do not confront her at work ever. I want you to repeat after me, Anonymous.
I do not confront her at work ever.
I will not confess my feelings to her at work.
I will not confess my feelings to her at work.
I need more passion from you.
Yeah.
You do not apologize for her marriage.
You know who he sounds like?
You heard right, Stan.
He does sound like her, right?
I do not apologize for her marriage, yeah.
So this is like an HR training video right now.
Well, and if...
Not the ones we play either.
If and only if she brings it up to you, what you say to her is pretty simple. Something under the lines of, you know, I was under the impression you were divorced, and now that I know this information, I am not comfortable with what happened, and it won't again.
Happen again, yeah.
That's it?
I think so. Like, no guilt spiral, no emotion, no, I feel terrible, because I get why you do, and I think that's awesome as a man that you feel that way, but the moment that you over-explain, you create a story.
And you know the stories are going to spread faster than the facts.
And don't text her anymore. Like, stop now.
Yeah, already done. Okay. Already done.
Okay. Yeah, just move on, because...
No more nudes.
I mean, it was just a moment, and you don't need to feel bad about yourself. Just ask for...
But the uncomfortable truth, though, is that, like, she's the one with more to lose here.
Yeah.
Like, seniority, workplace, she's married. Like, you didn't trap her, and you didn't lie.
Plus, if she's smart, she's going to want this buried, like, buried deep.
Deeper than the holler, in fact.
And you may not be the only one, so I would just move on. You know what I'm saying?
And so, your job today, Anonymous, is to be boring, professional, invisible. If anybody mentions the party, just... blow them off. Not like that now.
Well, I mean, we're not saying you.
You just say, get.
Forget about
like
it.
That. No, hey, remember Friday, nothing. Nothing. that, you can't.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, because like the worst thing you do right now is try to fix something that, A, you didn't break.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love the Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, for the last time this year.
Yes, sir.
It's bittersweet. Bitter because I like talking.
Yeah.
It's but like sweet because I like sleeping late.
Like that song, Big Old Sweet Symphony, that we play sometimes.
Big Old Sweet Symphony. Yes, I love that. It's Big Old Sweet.
You gonna let Paige handle this? Suck it.
Paige, go ahead. And let's get ready to say happy birthday. Or... I'm in the bathroom taking a dump.
It's so big. It is the worst one I've ever had.
I need someone to say a prayer for me in here. I'm doing the Lamaze breathing, and I still can't pass this.
Can you squeeze my ears for me before they pop?
I found my cell phone. Ow, it hurts.
I don't want she makes random grunts now.
Should I go see about it? I can't go in the women's room, though.
Can you knock? I mean, you can knock, right? Or the wall. It's right there.
Oh, that's true. From the window.
To the wall. To the window. From the window to the wall.
Wipe up and come on.
It literally is right beside us. We share a wall. Well, until she gets here, I will tell you that we'll start with...
She just won't be able to cheat today.
She won't, because she'll look him up. We'll start with a former... I think he's a former politician in the Philippines. He might still be a current politician.
Give me the initials.
M.P. Because he also used to box. But when he left boxing, he went into Filipino politics.
What do you think, Paige?
I don't know who it could be.
Is it...
I was going to guess
Manuel Poriega, but that's not correct. I believe you're talking about Manny Pacquiao.
It is Manny Pacquiao's birthday.
Manny.
What was his... What did he finish with record-wise? Let me look that up.
I don't know, but he seems to be one of those guys that really, like, You know, it's strange. Oh, a politician who really cares. But I think he does. He's from there and wanted to, like, get everything straightened up. And he's like, I have name recognition, and I could win and maybe make this a little bit better. Let's make Nicaragua great again.
Yeah, you know? Guys like he and Batista go back there, and they get over so big.
What do you mean?
Like, Batista's Filipino, too, so.
What?
Yeah, he goes there, and people love
Dave
him.
Dave Batista, freaking Drax.
Yep.
I had no clue. I didn't know what Batista was. I didn't know if that was his real name or not, being a former wrestler and whatnot. Is yeah. John Cena's name really John Cena?
He's Filipino on his father's side, Batista.
Oh, okay. Well, he looks like he's taking after his fruity uncle these days. I don't know if you've seen him or not.
He lost a lot of weight.
He's just very... Hollywood just gets a hold of you and just makes you their bitch and just conform. And, and that's why I turned down acting. I really did.
He's got a Hall of Fame wrestling career, but his movie career is good, too. Pacquiao was 62-8.
Yeah.
His total record.
You think Paige forgot where the studio was, perhaps?
I think she left or it just went home early.
I wish we had the old PA system. Hey! There we are. Paige, I was worried. I knocked hard on the wall and nothing happened, and I opened the door. I said, wipe and hurry up.
I'm going to call you an outsider because that must have been a greaser.
Do what?
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
I was you thinking eighth graders out too there sweet, but you were going 80s movie. That was fun. You okay? You hurting? Did still pee when you burn? Or?
Stay golden, no, even in the shower.
Somebody in the building. Never mind.
All right.
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao. Let's go 58. Although it's hard to tell, and I won't say why, but it just is.
Okay, 58 sounds good.
Manny Pacquiao's 47 years old.
Whoa,
today.
Whoa, what? I was wrong.
Now,
following you.
I will say it sucks that this time of year you have a birthday this close to Christmas because you're not going to get separate gifts.
Yeah, and you're trying to like steal the glory from God.
I remembered one. I remembered a big one, but it's not until tomorrow. So let me double check real quick.
Because well, why wouldn't we just save it and do it tomorrow?
Should we?
No.
No, we're not going to.
We're not going to pull the wool over your eyes.
Until we haven't gotten to him yet, but I'm adding him to the list. Until then, Mila Jovovich.
Oh.
Been in a ton of movies.
Yes. I don't believe she's an American either. Something tells me that. I don't know.
I think she is.
Oh, is she now? Well, that's what I get for.
Any relation to Mila Kunis?
Because my first name?
Yes.
Wow.
The Mila Society. Well, I mean, that's the region of the country.
I'll look at you.
Are you related to Jimmy Page by chance?
I wish.
It might be.
Yeah. I'd be able to play guitar then.
Yeah, now if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't know now. Pacquiao threw me. 53?
54.
50.
Wow. 50
years old.
She joins the club with Madman and many others. Mila Jovovich is 50.
Mila Jovovich.
She was somebody went to her Halloween party, one of the last ones, as her from The Fifth Element. She had the orange wig or whatever.
Yes.
I was like, I know who you are.
Yeah. She's got that, what was the karate movie she was in, or martial arts movie?
I know she did Resident Evil. She was in a couple of those.
Yeah.
Hellboy. She was in the remake of Hellboy.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do a UFC fighter every Southerner tried to pattern his look after for years and years.
A UFC fighter?
Yeah. He was one of the most famous ones they've
had. Forrest Griffin?
No. Everybody had the mohawk, the tight shirts.
Oh, the initials.
CL. CL. Everybody wore the tap out. They wanted his haircut.
Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell.
Yes.
Do you remember the claim to fame? He fell asleep on our interview.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Did he?
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
He literally, and that's when a lot of that stuff came out shortly thereafter about him having CTE. And
oh,
so
bless
I felt
him.
Awful about making fun.
It was one of the last times
I made fun. I was saying we were boring, but he was literally
just
like
having
whatever his stuff was going on.
So I think it's one of the last times he was about to fight Tito.
Yeah, it was to say within 30 minutes of being on our show by phone, he was on the Today Show or The View, and he was also looking like he was just kind of out of it then, too.
Mm.
But how old is he? Let's go.
We would have smacked him out of it if he were. No, he would have murdered us.
Yeah, big time.
Easily.
Is he just ripped?
He was never overly ripped, but, you know.
Dude, Dan
skills.
Severn was when he came in here, and I, God bless, what a
And he was Beast. He one of the nicest men you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he brought all his belts with him. He's like, yeah, just take pictures with the belts.
Hard muscles.
He was talking about changing oil, checking oil.
Zero fat. Yeah.
Paige, you go first, and I will echo off what you say.
Are we close to 50?
Chuck Liddell. Well, you know, we're Mila Jovovich was 50, and we only go up.
Well, that's what I mean. How high up do we
54.
Go? You want me to tell her?
Yeah, I want to win something today. 44.
56. Notice she went backwards.
I meant 54.
So, 56 for Chuck Liddell.
Damn it.
Got some music for you right here.
Is he related to Mike Liddell? Does anyone know?
Weather Channel.
Damn it, I messed up my joke. Mike Lindell. Which one had the pillow?
Mike Lindell.
That's it. Okay.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
This is my pillow. Mm-hmm. This is Tracy Bird.
Oh, the Birdman.
Yeah.
I'm going to say song. 60 years old.
Okay. 60.
You're close, but after?
61.
59 years old.
Damn, almost there, man.
Now remember, this one's for tomorrow. I hate to cut you off, Tracy, but tomorrow's a big birthday for...
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, a.k.a. Steve Williams.
The Texas Rattlesnake.
You're the one that had the man crush with him.
If you're a man and you're gay.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He posts videos now of him riding around his farm with his cat on his tractor.
Dude,
what kind of cat?
I'm not good at...
like a kitty cat?
One of them's like I don't like to identify people by their skin, but I'd say a tabby, like the orange style.
Orange kinda. Cats are the best.
Yeah.
It's my kitty cat.
I heard they're the nicest.
What? He goes all over the farm.
What?
Wherever I take him.
He's got a ton of chickens and cows, too, but he always just showing the... I guess he's not trying to flex.
He's got a wrestling ring in his garage,
That's what
too.
Dumb people tell me.
I find that sexy if a man likes animals.
But pictures... Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When people, post pictures, always flexing. Oh, yeah. Later today, I'll do a live stream of me shoveling their crap and see how much of a flex it is.
I think people would like that. A working man that's out there taking care of animals. That's hot.
You know who's a hard-working man?
Can you cut grass? That's
Bill
even hotter.
Bill from downstairs. He's a hard-working man.
Speaking of bills, we got a bill coming up.
Okay.
Not a big, beautiful bill.
I'll go last because I know this because I am a true fan. So I'll go last.
You're a true fan, though.
Okay. He's 61.
61.
Oh, so close.
Oh.
It's a big one. 60.
60?
Stone Cold's going to be 60 tomorrow. You sure?
I thought.
Hang on a second. Let's verify.
I really, really did.
Because my math don't be mathing so good sometimes.
It's okay.
You know what? You're right. He will be 61 tomorrow.
Hey, okay. Gosh.
Okay.
Look at you.
Man, I'll give you your man card back.
Here. GED math over here. You got to check it sometimes.
I don't like that word.
Math or GED?
GED.
Oh, why don't you like it?
Because you don't take literature and education in vain.
Speaking of famous bills, not Big Beautiful Bill.
Big Beautiful Bill.
But Bill Pullman.
Okay.
His birthday is today. We're back to today birthday.
The other one's dead now.
Yeah, Paxton passed away.
Paxton's dead, and then Pullman was not in Twister.
No, but his son was in Fantastic Four, I believe, and looks just like him.
His son is Mr. Fantastic?
No, that was Pedro Pascal. I don't want to give away too much if you haven't seen it, but
I have. Is it?
It's pretty good. I liked it.
Who plays Invisible Woman?
That's what's her name? The blonde chick from Mission Impossible, the newer ones.
I haven't seen any of those.
She's been in some other stuff too.
Margot Robbie?
No.
I'll just guess.
You have to look her up. I forget her name.
63?
The Human Torch is Eddie from Stranger Things.
Though. Yeah, yeah. Dude, you know Stranger Things is on Broadway, like just killing
already?
It? Yeah.
And then The Thing is Richie from The Bear. Bear's a great show. Did you guess 72 for Bill?
Yes.
He is 72 years old.
Okay, Paige. 72.
Let's do former guest of the show.
Oh, Jasper, I hope you're... This is my grandson's favorite song in the world.
He likes it. He likes it. Has he seen Ghostbusters?
No. He just knows the song.
Oh, you need to have a movie night with him.
Well, I got to go back and watch it and see if there's anything in there, because the 80s ratings were a little bit different, and I don't know if there's anything. I don't recall anything in there bad,
because
it was
nothing bad.
Generally toward kids, but, you know. Plus, I don't want him to see the slime part and start wanting to make that crap.
Slimel.
You know, why this, not? Let him be a kid.
Well, you know, your carpet.
Well, he was, he was in Ghostbusters. He was also in the show Oz as Warden Glenn. He's been in a ton of other stuff over his illustrious long career. He was on this show talking about the big anniversary of Ghostbusters, the re-release.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what that was, what year it was.
I would answer my own question, because I was going to ask for the initials, but I believe those initials are EH.
They are EH.
As in Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson, who was also the handyman in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Was it Rebecca De Mornay?
Yeah. Remember, God, he was slow. And she framed him by putting the kid's panties in his toolbox.
Yes. What is like Boo Radley?
They redid that show.
They turned it into a show?
Yeah, on Hulu, like a series.
Oh, wow.
Because everything's got to be redone, you know?
Well, oh, man. Jasper's in the bathroom. You can't hear this. Turn it up, Mom!
Is he dropping one?
I imagine.
Laying a loaf?
And that's a personal question about a three-year-old, you know?
He really is. How old's Ernie? Black don't crack.
No,
you
got to
remember that.
Ernie.
Plus, I think he's had cancer a couple times, if I remember right.
I hate that word.
Yeah. Still working.
God, I want to say that he's got to be in his 80s, because of time-wise. Like, that's 40 years.
God, but he don't look it, though.
No. But that's a clue you just gave me, so I'm going to go 79.
79.
You should have went 80, you bitch.
Damn!
Oh, gosh.
So Winston. Harsh. Now I'm glad my grandkid's not listening, because we just said damn and bitch.
Winston is 80 years old today. Look at that.
That is so...
I don't have any happy heavenlies for you.
Hold on one second.
Eugene Levy, 79.
It's okay, we were
too.
Playing Ghostbusters. I thought he would enjoy it. Also, is he going one or two? Let's get that information for you. I'm sorry, Eugene Levy, is that you said?
Yeah, he's 79 as well.
Yeah.
Or 80. 79.
It's still one of my favorite Super Bowl commercials from this year. That's another dang thing. Crap. Little things like, it's thinking, oh, my mom doing the Super Bowl commercial review.
Yep.
Fat boy, your mom will have to do it this year.
Ooh, she don't watch it.
Oh.
Yep. We might have to revisit... the last Super Bowl review over the break.
Ah, man, I'm going to read you the text, but I shouldn't. That's all. Anyway, I will read you the text. My show. Number two, because he doesn't let me come in there when he's pooping. Like, what do you want to? That's my grandson. I wonder you got wallpaper still up in there.
You got to get the cleanup. Take him outside and hose him off.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday to one and all. And
Jasper, happy birthday.
No, he will have one before we come back from vacation.
He's a Christmas / birthday baby?
Yeah.
You got to give him two gifts.
What day?
4th of January.
Oh, that's coming
okay,
up.
That's my sister-in-law's birthday.
Well, you know, let me have one thing.
Have you trying to hog the birthdays?
I'm not. Around that time.
I know.
It's better than Christmas.
I know. Look, I was about to say this, and then I was like, I'm not going to. I'm going to say it. Like, Christmas is going to be rough this year, man. It's going to be very rough, but Christmas in heaven is going to be freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. Imagine you've seen the lights in Tiny Town. Imagine the lights
Tiny
of
Town.
Valhalla, you know.
Look at that. One in the same.
She's having a good old time.
Yes, she is. She's in love, dancing with her lover.
Yeah. Do you get to dance in heaven?
I hope so. They're slow dancing.
He's screaming and shouting, so I guess you know you make me wanna.
You can't be too loud.
Yeah, no, keep it down. All
a lot of people there probably.
I have a low hum. Well, at least 144,000. All right. From here on out, the rest of this year, it will be the worst of the Rise Guys morning show. And I know management doesn't like when I say that, but I don't.
Good stuff.
Yeah, like the best stuff of the year. Like, we have the whole plethora of stuff to replay. Like, some of the big interviews that we had this year.
Interviews, best and like I curated the piss out of this. Give me a lot of stuff.
Wrestlers. It got very messy. Yeah.
Jeff Hardy's going to be on there. Brett the Hitman Hart's going to be on there.
The Hitman Hart interview that got us in SportsIllustrated.com.
Badass.
Doesn't sound as good, but I'll go with it. It got us in SportsIllustrated.com.
.com.
S-I.
Yeah.
On the front page.
It's like when it's, hey, I got a new TV show. It's streaming on the local TV station website. You ain't got a TV show then.
Like it's on the Upstate app.
Yeah.
Got a movie on. Whatever.
I hope each and every one of you have a Merry Christmas and that you're safe and squash your beefs that you got with people, especially if they're family. Yeah. Like squash the beef and if you do it, go to Arby's because they have it there. Yeah.
Especially if they got one over on you because be the bigger man.
Well,
take that L.
You know what? It takes L's to make millions.
Oh, look at that.
At least two. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed Christmas. A happy new year. Fourth or fifth day of Hanukkah, I believe. And then Kwanzaa, the whole thing.
Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah. Put them up.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.